We're joined by Jenna Woser this morning. Jenna, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure, and thank you very much for your time this morning. You were at yesterday's event outside Congressman Chris Collins' Williamsville office. Describe the event for us, if you could.
It was a really exciting day. About 200 of us gathered outside of his office in a demonstration to demand answers, is what we called it. And our purpose was to request a town hall from the congressman.
Any response regarding that town hall just yet?
Not that I'm aware of. The office was closed. It was a federal holiday, and we were aware of that. However, you know, being a federal holiday, more people had off of work and could attend the rally. And we've shown up at his office in the past and really haven't gotten much response, even when they were there. So we figured it didn't really matter.
What was the mood of those individuals who were there? What are some of the things that they're saying?
You know, despite everyone having a lot of concerns, the mood overall was happy. People were feeling excited to be out doing something about their frustrations. Our concerns ranged everywhere from the immigration and travel ban to the deportation raids. The Affordable Care Act repeal is a huge bipartisan concern. We had a number of people who said they voted Republican in the election and are very concerned about losing their health care.
Oh, it's very interesting to hear, because if you do look at the congressman's very wide district, it's a very expansive district with lots of rural areas in it. From what my understanding is, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, that most of his district, they leaned in favor of Donald Trump. But with that in regard, I mean, do you feel like the congressman is representing his district properly?
You know, I am aware that it's a very sprawling district, and he did win with the majority. Our feeling is that many of his constituents didn't actually know who Representative Collins was before now. He's been gaining a lot of attention in the media for you know, what he's been saying, supporting Donald Trump, and I'm sure that many of his constituents do support him, but he needs to listen to all of us, because there are a growing number of us who disagree with what his actions are and what he's been saying. So if he would just hold a town hall with us, if he would just have a conversation, he could hear our concerns and he could weigh them in his decisions when he goes to Washington.
And then finally, we're hearing about various protests and rallies and movements across the country. And it's been a month and a day since Donald Trump was inaugurated as president of the United States. And just from your perspective, there are those who think that, well, this is all just kind of an immediate response. And as time goes on, some of the emotion and passion will begin to fade. What are your thoughts moving forward?
You know, we've been paying very close attention to what's going on in town halls across the nation. Some people have been given criticism for, you know, only shouting down their congressman. And yes, we are very passionate about our concerns, and we're going to continue to gather in rallies to make our voices heard loud and clear if the congressman won't hold a town hall. But what we really want more than anything is a civil conversation with the man who's supposed to represent our district in Washington.
Jenna Woser, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jay.